Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, April 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Healthcare Triangle announces the appointment of Chief Financial Officer and Director on the board. Healthcare Triangle Inc. has appointed Mr. David Iyanoglu as its new Chief Financial Officer and Ms. Sujatha Ramesh as a director on the board. David brings over 22 years of corporate finance experience, specializing in software M&A and financial reporting. Sujatha, currently serving as the company's chief operating officer, has over 25 years of executive experience in the technology and financial services sectors. Their appointments aim to drive strategic growth and operational excellence for Healthcare Triangle. Both executives bring a wealth of knowledge and expertise to their new roles, positioning the company for continued success in the healthcare and life sciences industries.
Japanese cosmetic industry leader SBC Medical posts 18% net income surge. Japanese cosmetic industry leader SBC Medical Group Holdings Inc. saw an 18% surge in net income for full year 2024, reaching $47 million. Despite challenges like currency depreciation and service termination impacting revenues, the company's revenue grew 6% to $205 million, with gross profit up 14% to $156 million. SBC credited its success to high-quality services, adding 43 new clinics in 2024 and serving 6 million loyal customers. With a focus on franchising and global expansion, SBC aims to maintain its competitive edge in the growing aesthetic medical market. As competition heats up, the company plans to differentiate itself through advanced treatments, better pricing, and strategic acquisitions. With a strong cash position and a focus on male customer growth, SBC is optimistic about future growth opportunities in the aesthetic medicine industry.
Coastal Windows and Exteriors wins James Hardie Service Excellence Award for second consecutive year. Coastal Windows and Exteriors has been awarded the James Hardie Service Excellence Award for the second year in a row, showcasing their dedication to customer satisfaction and expert siding installation. With a remarkable 91% recommendation rate based on homeowner surveys, Coastal Windows and Exteriors continues to excel in the exterior remodeling industry. This local, woman-owned company has received multiple accolades, including the SBA Massachusetts Business Person of the Year and the GIAF President's Club Award, solidifying their reputation as a top choice for homeowners in New England seeking superior craftsmanship and exceptional service.
Foreign Affairs Automotive Services celebrates 43 years of expert European auto repair and exceptional quality service. Foreign Affairs Automotive Services is celebrating 43 years of expert European auto repair and exceptional quality service. Since 1982, they have been the go-to BMW service center and Land Rover auto shop in South Florida, known for their performance and reliability. With ASE-certified mechanics trained by manufacturers, they offer specialized services for luxury cars like BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and more. Their boutique-style facility provides a modern lounge, shuttle services, and loaner vehicles for a unique customer experience. Foreign Affairs Auto's dedication to excellence and personalized service sets the standard for the future of European auto care. Join the celebration and book your service today by calling 561-220-6299 or visiting their website at foreignaffairsauto.com. Gut Microcosm. Creative Biolabs harnesses Bacteroides to explore new frontiers in probiotics. Microbiome research is on the rise, with Bacteroides gaining attention for its immune system interaction and metabolic benefits. Creative Biolabs has expanded its Bacteroides platform to include strain capture and delivery of samples. They offer identification services using advanced techniques like whole genome sequencing and mass spectrometry. In vitro and in vivo assessments include scFA production, adhesion to cells, and immune modulation potential. Biosafety is a priority, with safety checks for virulence factors and resistance genes. Laboratory-scale production services are also available for Bacteroides strains. The goal is to provide globally accessible resources and support for probiotic development. 11 Digits ELID expands European footprint with growing network of loan comparison platforms. 11 Digits ELID has expanded its European footprint with a network of specialized loan comparison platforms. Eriland.com in Estonia, PrestitoAziendal.it in Italy, PascolaVerslu.com in Lithuania, PrepProfessionnel.fr in France, and Fordegsland.net in Sweden are providing business owners with transparent and accessible loan options. These platforms offer clear comparisons, tailored tools, and educational content to help users make smarter financial choices faster. 11 Digits Ltd. remains committed to quality, relevance, and meeting the real needs of its users across Europe, ensuring trustworthy and easy-to-use tools for financial comparison. Greenpoint Financial appoints Ken Burns as Managing Director. Greenpoint Financial, a leading provider of financial management and marketing software and services to the credit union and community banking industry, has appointed Ken Burns as its new Managing Director. With over 35 years of experience in the credit union industry, Ken brings a wealth of expertise and a proven track record of success. Ken will lead the company's strategic vision and oversee institutional and industry relationships to accelerate growth in Greenpoint's client base. His commitment to innovation aligns perfectly with the company's vision for the future. Ken's leadership is expected to deliver exceptional value to Greenpoint's clients and industry stakeholders. For more information about Greenpoint Financial, visit their website. Waukesha Mold Remediation and Prevention Antimicrobial Coating Service Update. Waukesha-based Silver Lining Property Restoration now offers an advanced mold-proof coating as part of its mold remediation service. The coating helps prevent recurrent infestations and is part of a multi-stage process that includes inspections, testing, cleanup, and ongoing preventive measures. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns that exposure to mold spores can cause allergic reactions, especially for those with respiratory issues. Silver Lining Property Restoration focuses on reducing and controlling mold levels, not claiming total mold removal. The firm provides guidance on managing indoor conditions to prevent mold growth. In addition, they are creating guides on mold growth in the Waukesha area. Certified by various organizations, Silver Lining also offers water damage, fire damage, and storm damage restoration services.
Renowned futurist Jack Aldrich delivered keynote to Financial Executives International. Renowned futurist Jack Aldrich recently delivered a keynote presentation titled How to Think a Futurist to Financial Executives International members and attendees. Drawing on his extensive experience with premier financial organizations, Aldrich challenged executives to develop forward-thinking mindsets essential in today's rapidly evolving financial sector. He emphasized the importance of unlearning, using history as a framework to predict future trends, and distinguishing between exponential and linear change. Aldrich also shared practical methods to enhance cognitive approaches to future challenges, including the idea of developing strategic inefficiency for long-term survivability. Attendees gained insights on how to anticipate industry shifts and transform uncertainty into strategic advantage. The event took place at the OpenEye Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.